Good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Ekanam. Today, we'll be celebrating the lives and the voices of the grand female singers who defined the development of Rebetiko. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, Lady Sings the Greek Blues. We started today's journey with the one and only Sotiria Bellou, and I think that this is a natural choice when it comes to the ladies of the Rebetiko. She was something far more than a singer. She was a symbol of female emancipation and the legend of her genre thanks to this unique metallic timbre of her voice. The name Sotiria Bellou eventually became one with the history of Rebetiko. You cannot talk about the one without referring to the other. And her life pretty much sums up the lives of all these admirable women who rejected patriarchy and challenged the moral, social, cultural, and political establishment of their times. Bellou married a drunkard who abused her verbally and physically. During one of their fights, she threw vitriol on his face and was imprisoned for 3 months. In the early 1940s, she joined the resistance against the Nazis, became a member of the National Liberation Front, and was arrested and tortured. I can talk for hours for this unbelievable figure of the Rebetiko, but I think that I will do this on another Greek Music Express dedicated solely to her. For now, Πριν το χάραμα, Before Dawn, a masterpiece by Yannis Papaioannou.
Το χάραμα μονάχος εξεκίνησα αχ και στο πρώτο μας το στέκι την αυγούλα γύρισα. Το στέκι την αυγούλα γύρισα. Ξημερώματα αχ σ' αγαπώ κι ήρθα κοντά σου πριν τα ξημερώματα.
Rosa Eskenazi is a very special case in the history of the Ladies of Rebetiko, as she was the first who appeared live on a folk music stage. Her background was very cosmopolitan, a Spanish Jewess born in 1897 in Istanbul, who moved with her family to Thessaloniki. Against the expectations of her family, she started working initially as a dancer and then as a singer. Her immense desire to become an established singer led her to leave her child in a boarding school and move to the capital, Athens. Soon, she was named the Queen of Rebetiko, following her collaborations with almost all of the leading Rebetiko creators. Here, we listen to the song Go, You Cool Guy, written and composed by Kostas Karvelis. Λιμάνι, αγαπάς μια μόρτισσα
βραδύ γλύνει και χαδάκια. Και έτσι τίπερνα μαζί τη φίνα. Και ξεχνά να ανέβει στην Αθήνα. Και έτσι τίπερνα μαζί τη φίνα.
Of Jewish origin too, Stella Haskell was born in Thessaloniki in 1918. Thanks to the amazing colors of her voice, she quickly became a popular singer in taverns in Salonika before moving to Athens, where her career skyrocketed. In her career, she had the opportunity to record first several hits of the grandmasters of Rebetiko, including Vasilis Tsitsanis, Margos Vanvakaris and Apostolos Kaldaras. However, this career was short-lived, as she died in 1954 at the age of just 36 years. My pick from her amazing repertoire is a 1949 song by Manolis Hiotis, I Lost My Mind Because of You.
Και σε έχω αγαπήσει. Κι αν θα σε χάσω η καρδιά στη μέση θα βαΐσει. Μαζί σου ξεμυαλίστηκα, στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα. Το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ. Μαζί σου ξεμυαλίστηκα, στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα. Το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ. Και σ' έχω στην καρδιά μου. Τα βλέπανε αν είχανε τα μάτια τα δικά μου. Μαζί σου ξεμυαλίστηκα, στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα. Το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ. Μαζί σου ξεμυαλίστηκα, στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα. Το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ. Thank you. τώρα πια καμιά για να κοιτάξω. Τον κόσμο κι αν μου δώσουνε, ποτέ δεν θα σ' αλλάξω. Μαζί σου ξεμυαλίστηκα, στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα. Το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ. Στα δίχτυα σου τυλίχθηκα, το σπίτι μου αρνήθηκα, γιατί σε αγαπώ.
Rita Abadzi was born in Smyrna in 1914 and came to Athens following the Smyrna catastrophe in 1922. She settled in Kokinia, a neighborhood very close to Piraeus that hosted many of the refugees who came from Asia Minor. The breadth of her repertoire was impressive, as she recorded not only rebetiko songs, but also traditional ones, the so-called Dimotika, and songs from Asia Minor, the so-called Smyrnaika. Her career reached a peak during the 1930-1940 decade, with collaborations with the greatest names of rebetiko composers. One of those composers is Panayotis Tundas, whose song The Waitress we're going to listen to next.
Στα πιτακτά μοιράζω τις μισές, το πιάτο κι όμεσες, μαρίδα και τυρί. Τότε κι αυτοί μου δίνουν κορβουάρ, τους λέγω ρεβουάρ και φεύγουνε στο πι.
My Marika Ninu was born in 1922 aboard the ship that was carrying her family from Smyrna to Piraeus amid the Smyrna catastrophe. She was of Armenian origin and settled in the neighborhood of Kokinia, where she married at the age of 17. Soon after, she left her husband and followed another guy who was an acrobat touring the country. To cut a long story short, Marika Ninu, like all other ladies of Rebetiko, followed her heart and her instinct and demanded what she thought she deserved in personal and in professional terms. Eventually, she abandoned her career as an acrobat and began her career as a singer, initially next to Manolis Hiotis and Stelakis Perpiniadis, and then next to Vasilis Tsitsanis. Sadly, she died at the age of 35, but during her short life, she managed to become the muse of Rebetiko music's greatest composer.
Θα στον κόψω και την καρδιά σου τη σκληρή.
Θα την κάνω να αλλάξει το χρώμα κι από μαύρη να γίνει χρυσή. Θα την κάνω να αλλάξει το χρώμα κι από μαύρη να γίνει χρυσή.
Always sad, every night, always thoughtful. Tell me, what have they said to you about me, and your eyes are always in tears? You are hiding something in your heart. I can read it. I can see it in your look. Are you tired of me? Should I leave? Don't make me die little by little. Don't cry. Stop. Enough is enough. You know what I have done for you. You know that people are mean and jealous. Don't listen to the lies of the society.
Thank you.
Kakopoulou is another super special voice that came out of this magical world of Rebetiko. She was born in 1920 and started recording songs very young, at the age of 16. Immediately after the end of World War II, she became the favorite voice of several important Rebetiko composers and ended up performing hundreds of songs. In parallel, she wrote the lyrics and the melodies of some fine folk songs. My favorite? Crazy Gypsy. Apparently, the Crazy Gypsy was a real person, a partisan of the Hellas resistance organization who was killed by the Nazis. Allow me to stay a bit more with Ioanna Georgakopoulou. Among the songs that she recorded, there is one that I guess is my favorite, not only from her repertoire, but probably from the entire story of the Rebetiko. It is nothing special in terms of lyrics and meaning. It is about the lovely girls of Piraeus who go to have fun at the port of Pasalimani, flirt with their lovers, and go on a boat ride with their besties. I just love this sweet melody and the romantic images that are produced in my mind while listening to this masterpiece by Panos Petsas. Ioanna Georgakopoulou, please give us a bit more of your superb voice, will you?
Thank you.
βράδυ σαν πυκνώσει την πιο καλή ωρίτσα. Παίρνουνε το κατήφορο τα όμορφα κορίτσια. Ρε τι γυναίκο μάνη, γύρω γύρω στο λιμάνι. Ρε τι γυναίκο μάνη, κάτω στο πασαλιμάνι. Κορίτσια την ίδια πάντα βιόλα και βρίσκουνε τα γόρια τους και πίνουνε απ' όλα κι ύστερα ποτήρια σπάνε και στη Φρεατίδα πάνε. Βάρκα δω έλα βαρκάρι, πάμε τσάρκα με φεγγάρι. Κι εκεί που ξημερώνει η μια κρατά τη μόνη, η άλλη να νουρίζεται τραβά κουφί και λιώνει. Έγια μόρα, έγια λέσα, στο πασαλιμάνι μέσα. Έγια μόρα, έγια λέσα, στο πασαλιμάνι μέσα.
Up until recently, there were people who had the privilege of listening to Rena Stamm live in one of her rare appearances. But unfortunately, she passed away in London last March at the age of 92. Rena Stamm had an amazing career during the 1950s, recording songs by, among others, Marcos Vanvakaris, Vasilis Tsitsanis, and Yannis Papaioannou. She was born in Chania, on the island of Crete, in 1930. Her father had died before she was born, so she was raised in the orphanage of the city of Heraklion. Her childhood and teenage years were very difficult, and she was forced to change families and houses all the time. Eventually, she was introduced to famous singer Rita Abadzi, and through her, to a company of renowned folk musicians. They immediately acknowledged her talent, so she started recording with important songwriters Stelios Chrysinis and Yorgos Mitsakis. But her biggest hit is the following track by Vasilis Tsitsanis, Tonight You Abandon Me.
Καρδιά σου
With her wonderful singing style, Rena Stamu made a name for herself and traveled around the world performing live the masterpieces of rebetiko musicians, from Papayioannou to Hatzichristos and from Mitsakis to Batis. By the way, my friend Dimitris Katsianos had the privilege of playing and recording together with Rena Stamu as a member of the Musu 2 band in London in 2011. And thanks to him, I also learned to appreciate this important figure of the history of urban folk music.
Πάλι ξαναγύρισες στη σκέψη μου απόψε. Το παρελθόν θυμήθηκα. Ξυπνήσαν λε φαντάσματα, με πήρανε τα κλάματα. Αν θέλεις κόψε. Μουσική. σαν απ' τα μάτια μου. Στιγμές ευτυχισμένες και τα σβησμένα όνειρα με ρίξανε τα δάκρυα, κουρέλησε μια άκρια. Σε ώρες περασμένες πριν χρόνια που χωρίσαμε, μια νύχτα σαν απόψε ποτέ δεν τη λησμόνησα. Έχει η ζωή μας δράματα που φέρνουνε τα κλάματα. Καρδιά κι αν πόνεσες πολύ, δάκρυα θέλεις κόψε.
This rough, expressive voice that we just listened to belongs to Anna Chrisafi. Born in 1921, she's considered a pioneering figure in the world of folk and rebetiko song. A, she was the first one to sing on stage while standing. Prior to her, the singers were sitting on a chair. And B, she was also the first singer to appear in a movie, in a 1952 movie, to be more precise, where she performed a hit by Yorgos Mitsakis. In her long career, she got to record more than 400 songs by top-class composers such as Hiotis, Kaldaras, Tsitsanis, Zabetas, and Mitsakis. However, the one song for which she will definitely be remembered is the profoundly sentimental A Few Crumbles of Love by the ultra-sensitive, melancholic rebetiko creator Stavros Giannakos.
Θέλω λούσα όπως άλλες που γυρνάς. Λείπεις μόνο της καρδιάς μου τα κομμάτια και πες μου λίγο τη φτωχή πως μ' αγαπάς. Λείπεις μόνο της καρδιάς μου τα κομμάτια και πες μου λίγο τη φτωχή πως μ' αγαπάς. Λίγα ψίχουλα αγάπη σου γυρεύω κι ως την άλλη μου ζωή θα σε λατρεύω. Λίγα ψίχουλα αγάπη σου γυρεύω κι ως την άλλη μου ζωή θα σε λατρεύω. Πληρώνω μου οποιαδήποτε τιμή και θα τα πάρω κι αν ακόμα τα πετάξεις όπως πετάνε σε ένα σκύλο το ψωμί. Και θα τα πάρω κι αν ακόμα τα πετάξεις όπως πετάνε
As we're approaching today's destination, I would like once again to stress how important these female figures of Rebetiko have been, not only artistically, but also socially and culturally. They were born and raised under the most difficult circumstances, under conditions of poverty, persecution, and oppression. And instead of compromising, they decided to challenge their family and social environments. They sought independence against the gender-based stereotypes of their times. Often, they rejected their families and children and imposed their own sexual and social emancipation. And of course, they contributed generously to the evolution of this special genre of Greek music, the urban folk Rebetiko song. Sotiria, Rosa, Stella, Rita, Marika, Ioanna, Rena, Anna, Polly, a big thank you from me to you.
Μια νύχτα κάτω στο Πασαλιμάνι, μια νόστιμη Σμύρνια, μικρούλα που σε τέρτη μου έχει βάλει και πόνο στην καρδιά. Μικρούλα που σε τέρτη μου έχει βάλει και πόνο στην καρδιά. Μια νύχτα κάτω στο Πασαλιμάνι, μια νόστιμη Σμυρνιά. Τρέξε στη βαρκούλα και έλα, σε θέλω συντροφιά, να πάμε μια τσαρκούλα στην Καστέλα στην όμορφη βραδιά. Να πάμε μια τσαρκούλα στην Καστέλα στην όμορφη βραδιά. Τρέξε στη βαρκούλα και έλα, σε θέλω συντροφιά. Η βάρκα θα πηγαίνει αγάλι αγάλι,